Call from mom. Answer it. Call silenced.
Instacart knows nothing gets between you and the game. That's why they make ordering from your couch easy. Stock up today and get all your groceries for the week delivered in as fast as 30 minutes without missing a minute of the game.
You have 47 new voicemails.
Download the app to get free delivery on your first three orders while supplies last. Minimum $10 per order. Additional terms apply.
Oh, such a clutch pickup, Dave.
I know, right? I was worried we'd bring back the same team.
Oh, no, I meant those blackout motorized shades. MVP of the room.
Blinds.com made it crazy affordable to replace our old blinds.
Hard to install?
No, it's easy. Even you could do it.
Nice.
I installed these and then got some for my mom, too.
What, you fly across the country to do the install?
Nope. Blinds.com can do it all. All she had to do was pick what she wanted. She talked to a design consultant for free and scheduled a professional measure and install.
Look at you, Hall of Fame son.
Oh, I just picked the winning team. They're the number one online retailer of custom window coverings in the world.
Oh, Blinds.com is the GOAT.
The GOAT.
He shoots. He scores.
Go to Blinds.com for up to 40% off and a 100% satisfaction guarantee. Go right now for up to 40% off at Blinds.com. Blinds.com. Rules and restrictions may apply.
All right, let's crack the case. I feel like we're about to walk into some courtroom. And now the defendant.
You got to get used to that, dude. You're about to be in a courtroom.
Oh, man. They're not going to pick me for a jury. I'll tell you what, though. If you do pick me for a jury, you better pick me for that foreman.
Oh, okay.
I want to lead a jury.
So you're going you in, don't, huh? They don't pick you.
They're going to want to pick me. I can rally the people.
That's not what you do.
What do I do? I thought I'm boss juror.
No. Oh.
I wish that's
you've been watching too much damn TV.
Yeah, it's pretty much.
Because you think as the boss, you get to tell people how to vote?
Yes.
No.
First of all, I know how it works. You walk in a courtroom, you're like, all right, let's do a initial vote. Silent, you know, private vote. Or we can do show hands, whatever. Who wants to ever show the guts? And then if we're split, we talk amongst ourselves. We get it figured out. And then I'll convince everybody. I'll box them in. And we'll have ourselves a verdict.
That's not how it goes, dude.
It's how it works, dude.
The first thing they tell you is don't talk about the case. Don't try to convince people of your side.
Okay. What if I want to get out of there?
You make it. Can I just. Here's what's amazing about you. Hmm? You make it sound like you are always in the majority.
No, I actually don't think that. I think most of the time I'm a lot like an oracle. You know, I see what everybody will think. And typically people will come around to my side. It takes a while, but I'm always first to the party.
But yet you couldn't think you couldn't get your fat ass up that wall.
I don't know what that has to do with anything.
It has to do with understanding and reading the room and knowing that you wasn't going to be able to do it. But you can read 12 strangers.
I mean, we're talking about having to convince people and athleticism. I'm not good at athletics, but I can convince people some stuff.
Really?
Oh, yeah. Oh, yeah, dude. You just did. Tidal Toes, Boxton Law Firm.
What the hell is wrong with you?
He walks into the courtroom, that's all you hear.
Right. Like he's got that's his goal song.
Your Honor, what we have here is a clear case of flip-floppery, and because of that, I cannot convict the defendant, for the prosecution doesn't even know what it wants.
Dude.
He somehow gets his briefcase, opens it, puts it.
Dear Palm Beach, take a picture of this man. You do not want him anywhere near the proceedings in a courtroom.
You think I'll just get a notice? Don't even show up.
Yeah.
You know what? Never mind.
Never mind. Big fan. We've heard your work.
Don't come. Let's get to some headlines brought to you by the new Palmetto Ford Truck Super Center. Why buy your truck at a car store, Palmetto Ford?
We know trucks.
We've been talking a lot today. Dolphins handled the Texans 30-15. Yep. Teron Armstead, he suffered a pec strain, according to NFL Network. We'll hear more from Mike McDaniel later on. World Cup going on right now. Brazil and Switzerland, 0-0 in the 49th minute. So that's what's going on right now.
Can I just say something real quick about Armstead's injury?
Yes.
A strain is like a slight tear, right? And so what you have to figure is the strain not that bad to where it's just going to be sore, but it's going to continue to heal, you know, and you just tape it up and put one of those things on his arm?
I don't know.
Or is it one of those situations, if he reaches up to the sky one time, he's going to tear it?
Right.
There's different levels to this that we don't know yet.
It was a very vague report because they're like, they say, Dolphins left tackle Teron Armstead suffered a pec strain. It is not as bad as originally feared. He'll miss some time, but the hope is he would be back on the field at some point relatively soon.
Minus one for leaning out of the camera.
Oh, my goodness. You got...
Well done, J-Fig. This is why we have Mike Biamonte, you know? This is why we needed him.
I don't get a pass for being just exhausted as hell.
No, you had a whole pass last week.
Listen, we would give you a pass if there wasn't a track record here, which is something I would bring up as jury foreman. Your Honor... If you'll see here, I have 700 highlights of the defendant leaning out of the camera.
But what? How many times do we have you flip-flopping?
None. I mean, do you have the evidence?
Let's just start with the heat.
Oh, my guy. Low dog.
Yeah, there you go.
Lowry.
There you go.
Tell you one guy I've never flip-flopped on. Bam Adebayo. And my guy.
What about Jimmy Butler?
What about him? That's my guy. Loves my eyes.
And even though Gordon Hayward is available, you're like,
no, I don't want him. No, I don't want him. No, you disrespected Pat Riley. You're dead to me.
No. I want John Collins.
Can I tell you something right now? Neither one of them is better than Caleb Martin. You see how Caleb Martin's playing right now?
Yeah, but
Caleb Martin. I don't care. He's playing
it matters.
Like an animal.
Dude, it matters.
Yesterday, he had a block on a Kongwu, comes back, three-point shot right in your face. He is playing like a demon right now. Caleb Martin cannot be stopped. Here, Leroy.
Can I ask a question? Has there ever been a team?
Hmm?
I'm going to say 6-11. To win a championship with no guy near 7 feet.
I mean, are you counting Deadman?
Yeah. No, not really.
Why not? He was amazing yesterday. 14 minutes, okay. 13 points. The Deadman.
Oh, yeah. Let me tell you something.
He was killing it.
He is Tyler Hero. He's the big version of Tyler Hero. When Tyler Hero first started. Come in, give you the energy, buckets, defense. You know, Tyler Hero was all over the place when he was coming off the bench. That's what Deadman does.
Here is,
except he don't have the stamina of Tyler Hero.
Here was Jason Jackson on the call yesterday on the Miami Heat audio experience on Caleb Martin. This was his block and then a three to put the Heat up 10.
Bounce pass, left corner to Martin. He spins, he measures, he fires, splash!
No, he doesn't call the block on that.
The Atlanta fans it. What a chit-chat.
Whoever cut that highlight, we need to have the whole sequence. That was the play of the game yesterday.
Dead to me.
Oh.
He had a couple finger rolls, too, in the fourth quarter. That was so good.
He was so good. Listen, the Heat just tweeted this out. Here's the truth about Caleb Martin. He's putting the league on notice, dude. On notice. But bam. Sweet bam. Sweet bam out of bio. Always bam. 70 points the last two games.
I know. Has Jimmy played?
No, he's been hurt.
Gooseys.
So you know what Bam Adebayo's done? He's taken this team and he's put him on his back because that's what stars do. And yesterday, he had the whole bag working, Leroy. The jumper, the floater, the shiftiness. Oh, and KFC, dude. What did we have yesterday? How many in the bucket for KFC? Three? Three lobs?
At least.
A three-lob special?
Three.
Oh, KFC special. Was... Tyler Hero, to Bam Adebayo, their lobs are a work of art. Art, dude. Give me one of these lobs from Tyler to Bam.
Here's Adebayo. Looking to his right. Hands off to Tyler. Six on the shot clock. The lob. The prayer! Tyler and Bam cannot be stopped on that up-top connection. 104-93.
They took over in that second half. They turned the water off on the Hawks. And by the way, that Trae Young, they didn't even have his daddy, Gabe Vincent, out there because Gabe didn't even play. But he was still screaming pineapple. He was still screaming pineapple by the end of it.
Oh, Tobin, see my new gig?
I see that. What is that? What do you have there? What is?
That's what I wear now. I just have to wear it in public, though. He said at home I could take it off.
Okay.
So, yep, I'm almost there.
So are you doing squeezy toy now?
No, no squeezy toy. I just have to do this.
Really?
When I can touch all of them, then I'm good.
Oh, so pinky to thumb is the toughest?
Yes. Yeah, so a lot of swelling in there and it's stiff.
I got you. Let's hear from Bam Adebayo. This is a Bam post game yesterday after the victory.
Hold on.
What?
Are you going to get like all excited when we play this?
Because I don't know. I haven't heard it.
You know how you do.
I haven't heard it. To be honest with you, I haven't heard it. I swear to God, I haven't heard him yet.
Okay.
Here's Bam.
I mean, I'm in the flow. you know, coach is playing through me. He's letting me get in my spots, and that's what I've been working on this whole summer, just getting to my spots and just being efficient.
On the lob, Tyler said, particularly on the last one, that you guys are so connected, he's now just trying to see how high you can go. They just throwing it as high as possible.
I don't need him to do that. But, yeah, I feel like we built a great connection, you know, through the – how long have me and him been here? It's 5 years together? Is it five? 4 years? Yeah. So just building that connection over 4 years.
Is there a game going on during that?
But
yeah, like what are they doing, Pee Wee?
Just being in triggers with him, you know, talking to him on the bus, being next to him on the plane.
Is he doing this interview during the game?
Connection. You know, it's not just only getting better on the court, but off the court we're developing a brotherhood.
What's the hardest thing about that read? It's just both of you seeing the same thing when you're looking at it from different angles?
Nah, it's just depending on if Tyler want to throw the ball or not. hey, don't let that bus leave me. My dog. But, yeah, it just really depends on if he feel like throwing the ball or not. You know, these last couple games, he's been making amazing reads. You know, obviously, the triple-double tonight. And just being at his own pace, like not letting people speed him up.
I was going to say, his track is the opposite of yours. You're a guy who came in, did all the other things, then developed your scoring. He's a guy who sort of came in known for scoring, and yet he had a really good night tonight when he wasn't shooting very well at all. What does that say about his personal growth, that there were the assists, there were the rebounds, there were the contributing to wins without making a bunch of shots?
He was doing the little things.
He was. Because he was the third little pig yesterday. He was building a house full of bricks.
That was
You know what I think? I think it's good for him. Because it's showing that he's getting a better feel of the game to know when he's hot. He don't have to press.
Yeah.
Right?
And it was
he can just move the ball.
First career triple-double for him. So, good for
him. There's certain guys that seem like triple-double guys. And like, I would say if Gabe played consistently, because he gets a boatload of rebounds. The rebounds for the point guard is the toughest one. Kyle Lowry seems to get a lot of rebounds.
Yep.
Thunder's
a good rebounding guard, though. He's just little.
That's what I'm saying.
Well, he's not little. He has T-Rex arms.
Yeah.
I mean, he's 6'5". He's not a small. He's not small.
Right. For sure.
You know, it's like DeJounte Murray's the same height, but he's got 6'11 wingspan.
Wow. Angry.
Tell you what he didn't have, though, yesterday. Didn't have anything for Bam Adebayo, because when he was chirping at him, Bam goes off for 14 in the third quarter. And where were you there, DeJounte?
Yeah.
No third quarter.
Nope. Nope.
I want John Collins.
All right. Okay. Did have 20-something yesterday.
I think, want John Collins.
No, he had more like 20-nothing yesterday.
I think John Collins and Bam would make a good pairing.
I don't disagree with that, but I don't know. I feel like he's like Miles Turner. Like, he's always in trade rumors. He's never going to get traded. What do they want from him? 7 first-round picks?
But that's it. They're good enough where they can get something in return, and they're not bad enough where they can't play them.
Right.
Right? They're never going to sit those guys.
Take a quick break. Back more after this.
Call from mom. Answer it. Call silenced.
Instacart knows nothing gets between you and the game. That's why they make ordering from your couch easy. Stock up today and get all your groceries for the week delivered in as fast as 30 minutes without missing a minute of the game.
You have 47 new voicemails.
Download the app to get free delivery on your first three orders while supplies last. Minimum $10 per order. Additional terms apply.
Oh, such a clutch pickup, Dave.
I know, right? I was worried we'd bring back the same team.
Oh, no, I meant those blackout motorized shades. MVP of the room.
Blinds.com made it crazy affordable to replace our old blinds.
Hard to install?
No, it's easy. Even you could do it.
Nice.
I installed these and then got some for my mom, too.
What, you fly across the country to do the install?
Nope. Blinds.com can do it all. All she had to do was pick what she wanted. She talked to a design consultant for free and scheduled a professional measure and install.
Look at you, a Hall of Fame son.
Oh, I just picked the winning team. They're the number one online retailer of custom window coverings in the world.
Oh, Blinds.com is the GOAT.
The GOAT.
He shoots. He scores.
Go to Blinds.com for up to 40% off and a 100% satisfaction guarantee. Go right now for up to 40% off at Blinds.com. Blinds.com. Rules and restrictions may apply.
Selling a little or a lot? Shopify helps you do your thing, however you cha-ching. Shopify is the global commerce platform that helps you sell at every stage of your business. From the launch your online shop stage, to the first real-life store stage, all the way to the did we just hit a million orders stage. Shopify is here to help you grow. Whether you're selling scented soap or offering outdoor outfits, Shopify helps you sell everywhere. From their all-in-one e-commerce platform to their in-person POS system, wherever and whatever you're selling, Shopify has got you covered. Shopify helps you turn browsers into buyers with the internet's best converting checkout. 15% better on average compared to other leading commerce platforms. And sell more with less effort thanks to Shopify Magic, your AI-powered all-star. Shopify powers 10% of all e-commerce in the U.S. And Shopify is the global force behind Allbirds, Rothy's, and Brooklinen, and millions of other entrepreneurs of every size across 175 countries. Plus, Shopify's award-winning 24/7 help is there to support your success every step of the way. Because businesses that grow, grow with Shopify. Sign up for a $1 per month trial period at shopify.com/odyssey podcast, all lowercase. Go to shopify.com/odyssey podcast now to grow your business, no matter what stage you're in. shopify.com/odyssey podcast.
No cap, no rap cap. I took the top off, I'm dripping like hot sauce. I got drunk in this clean room. Baby, give me that mean mouth.
Oh, man. Two things that me and Tyreek Hill have in common. We take the top off, we drip like hot sauce, dude.
What?
What?
He takes the top off defenses. Are you just talking about taking off your shirt?
Oh, no. I'm talking about taking the top off of some container that has food.
Oh, okay.
Yeah.
Which, by the way, is it too, like, today's a cutoff, right? No more Thanksgiving leftovers today?
Yeah, I feel like Thanksgiving leftovers, I mean, hey, I didn't have to deal with that this year, but I feel like that's a three-dayer.
No, that ham, if you got ham or turkey left,
yeah,
there's a whole bunch of stuff you can still do with that.
Wow. Leroy feels like he gives more shelf life to leftovers than any man alive.
What are you talking about?
Because you're gonna make leftovers. Like, you make the most out of what you got.
Ham sandwich, baby. It's the best sandwich now.
But that's cooked. That one is cooked.
I don't know. I didn't have any leftovers because I went to the Apple Farm Diner for for Thanksgiving.
My boy went to a diner, huh?
Yeah. Well, this was more of a restaurant, the Apple Farm restaurant.
Okay. All right.
More so than all the other diners in the Smoky
Mountains. Did you even eat turkey? What did you eat?
They actually, honestly, I was telling this to Marcos, the food in Tennessee was pretty lousy outside of my Thanksgiving, because they made like a, you know, country Thanksgiving. That was kind of their wheelhouse. So turkey, stuffing. They did this Thanksgiving, you know, this Thanksgiving special, this turkey, this Apple Farm restaurant that we went to, and it was really good. It was very decent. But every place else, food in Tennessee was very bland, and I just didn't enjoy. I enjoyed the drinking in Tennessee very much. That was great.
How was the moonshine?
Delicious.
Did you say you got a flavored moonshine or something?
I did. I brought home an apple, some apple pie moonshine.
Nice.
Apple pie
moonshine. Oh, okay.
That one's a really good one.
Nice.
Yeah. That was, it was very, very tasty. I drank all of it on Saturday.
What?
Yeah. Have you drank the pickle one?
Dude. Yeah, I drank the whole thing, dude.
Jeez.
It's just a jar.
The pickle one. What are you? You Alana?
I hate pickles.
Isn't Alana love pickles?
He would.
I think so.
He would.
Was it Alana who loved pickles? Maybe. Remember I got that pickle slushy?
Oh, dude. Yeah. Robbie had to drink that. A pickle slushy from Sonic, and it was
Sonic,
disgusting.
Yeah.
Jesus.
Well, I don't like pickles. But then when I had the moonshine tasting, there was a pickle jar, and it was so good. And
Marcus,
I just kept on drinking it.
Did they wave off that goal for Brazil?
They did.
What happened?
Apparently offside? It was offsides. Ah. It looked like it was onside.
Brazil was up 1-0, and they I just come back here, and now I see it's 0-0 again. So they wiped it off. All right. Jimmy Butler's upset because Jimmy Butler's rooting for Brazil, right? Because of his boy Neymar.
Oh, I didn't know they were boys.
Yeah.
I know he has a lot of friends, but.
He's got a lot of friends. Although, I don't know who he's rooting for, but we know he loves the footy.
I don't
football.
Know about mashed potatoes.
What?
Somebody said they eat mashed potatoes today.
Still?
Yeah.
All
right.
That's a bit of a stretch.
Let me tell you about my mac and cheese, Leroy.
Ooh, that thing looked good.
It did look good.
It was all gone.
Wow.
Everybody
was it good though? Did you got to give it a little tasting before you put the crust on the top?
Trust
you
me,
gotta.
I did. Yes. Okay. I did multiple tastings, but they were really
good. Because I know anytime they make mac and cheese in my house, right before they put it in the oven for that final cheese crust, I scoop a spoon and then smooth it all out again.
Mm-hmm.
They'll never know.
But yeah, it was a table favorite.
Nice.
Now, did you do the first one or the second one?
I did a mixture.
Because the first one is kind of hard because they're basically asking you to make a roux.
What?
For the cream.
And
I was like,
roux?
What?
Like a kangaroo?
Like a baby kangaroo?
Clearly, you idiots don't cook.
Roux mac and cheese.
How's a roux?
No, it's not roux mac. Roux. Oh!
Oh,
Marcos, do you know what a roux is? It's R-U-E.
Arugula?
Oh, okay, because I put R-O-U-X. You know.
No, it's R-U-E.
Roux food. Oh. I don't know, man.
I don't think that's a thing.
I think you're making things
up. I don't know what you're talking about.
No,
you're
making things up.
Oh, my goodness.
It is R-O-U-X.
Is it?
Yeah.
I've never heard of it, though. What does that mean?
It's a mixture of fat, butter, flour that is used to make a sauce or gravy.
That just
that
sounds
it?
Like ingredients.
Is
they
that
made
gravy?
A name for that?
Roux.
No, but there's a special way you got to mix it. Otherwise, it'll boil over.
Blend
so
it until smell.
When you cook in Louisiana, that's the first thing they teach you how to make because everything usually makes a roux.
Dad South says it's the base of gumbo.
Wow, yes.
Is it?
Mm. You gumbo.
Some people make a roux when they cook red beans and rice in Louisiana.
Hmm.
You got the roux, which is the base of gumbo, and then you got the two, which is the base of the dolphins.
Minus one.
Dude, what the hell are you doing? We just got back. You're supposed to get us gradually back to normal.
What am I supposed to do with the diner in the mountains that was just like cash only?
Oh my god! But they,
and
have,
they have an
ATM.
ATM up front.
Yeah, with a $10 charge.
I was like, seems like a cover up. Something's going on.
Right. So you can put,
going on here.
You can put your ATM to get cash, but you can't use.
I couldn't
your card to.
No one's taking cash anymore. I mean, I think like except for strippers. Like, who is just taking cash these days? Most places are like no cash.
It's true.
They don't even want.
Our Betters still does that.
Who?
Our Betters. Our Dogs.
Who?
Who?
I think it's Art Butter.
They sell root
Art Butter
over there.
I can't see.
Are they a part of Art Basel?
Oh, no. God.
Art Butter hot dogs. Art Butter's hot dogs.
I'm thinking of making my own painting for Art Basel this week, Leroy, and seeing if I can get some money for it.
I want you to go downstairs with a turtleneck.
Oh, yeah.
And glasses.
Yes. Mm-hmm.
And I want, like, your hair gelled to the side.
Oh, I could do that.
Obnoxious.
I feel like I could be very artistic, and I feel like I could sell.
And then you got to wear some skinny jeans.
Yep.
Yeah. And black.
With your ankles out.
Oh.
And then some shoes.
And I just and look at it.
Some shoes with no socks.
Wow. And no, with the... Well, yeah, no socks. Yeah, you gotta pull the Solana a little bit.
What if I do a finger painting of Ryan Fitzpatrick and I just name it Bum?
Wow, you're gonna set up your own exhibit.
You Bum. Should have multiple, actually.
Yeah, just set up your
little
own exhibit,
canvases.
I like it. You can get some money off of this.
I man. Think I can.
A banana sold for $1 million a few years ago.
Right? How can I not do one. More than fruit?
You gotta do more.
It's
than fruit.
It's a basil. Yes, this is a.
Like a
and then you gotta have, does he have to have the yeah. long, skinny cigarette?
Oh, yeah. Mm-hmm.
Or a pipe,
for sure.
That's what you need to do.
As you talk about your art. Yes.
Do you own a scarf? Need a scarf.
I can find a scarf.
Does he own a scarf? He barely owns a suit. He keeps working out in
dark
it.
Sunglasses.
Do you have a scarf behind you? What is that? What the hell? What does he have there on screen?
Where?
What is that?
This right here?
Yeah.
Oh, I'm glad you brought attention to this beautiful thing.
Like, it looks
thing
like
here.
Magic. Like, what are you doing?
Yeah,
over
thank
there?
You. It is magic.
Some other.
No, this isn't a Marco Damas.
Okay, I was trying to find the name.
I'm reusing
okay.
that thing because I'm poor. But yeah, man, I had something really, really big happen to me this weekend. You know.
Really.
Yeah, I got around to telling some people about it finally, and yeah, it's something I've been thinking about for a long time. You dream about these moments, and you're never actually really ready for them. But after much deliberation and after much competition, I want you guys to know you were looking at the 2022 quarterback for the flag football Turkey Bowl champions, baby.
Wow!
Turkey Bowl champions, baby! Let's go!
Whoa, that's huge.
Yes, man. Thank you. I'm also having a child.
Wait, with
the Turkey
wait,
Bowl
huh?
champion!
I need you to go back for like 2 seconds.
Yes. Hey, that's information you don't filibuster, dude.
You know what we mean? That's much bigger than the Turkey Bowl.
No, okay. So, I mean, three touchdowns. You know, three touchdowns. I was slanging that pill. That's what they said. That's
you
what
were doing.
Was
you were two.
You were quarterback?
Yes, I was quarterback.
Oh, you like Lorenzo Neal? What's that? No, what's that? Lorenzen.
Apparently, his aim is very accurate.
Yeah, I was Tim Tebow. Is what they called me.
Tim what?
Tim Tebow. I don't know
Tim
why.
Tebow.
Wow.
Yeah, so yeah, baby too. Baby
so you're going to be a papa.
I am going to be a papa.
Wow.
Indeed.
We're going to have a show baby.
A little show baby. A little show amphibian.
So got to put them to work, man. Got to put them to work.
Yeah. Are you worried the child will be born with a tail?
I am worried a little bit.
Do you?
I am indeed.
Is worried. Your wife going to give birth on the edge of the ocean?
You know, we're still considering it. Maybe a lake. Maybe the Everglades.
Nice lily pad.
Yes.
We're
going through various
no,
options.
No, that's little blank.
She's going to hate us. Oh, my God. She's
going to. Yeah, man. So
this is something supposed to be so special.
Are you going to make your baby like a lullaby rap from Art God Savvy?
I am. And a diss track, possibly. We'll see how the baby treats me. You never know, dude. Never know how it's going to go.
Well,
hey, I want to hear.
I'm very happy for you, man. It's very rare to win a flag football championship.
I'm the one who bought the trophy, so it's a little weird, but it's a little weird. Yeah, man. So that's big news. I'm actually thinking about doing a gender reveal on this very show.
Wow.
Yeah.
When can we do that?
This
week?
Wait.
Whoa, 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 whoa,
whoa.
Hold on.
Yes.
Let me stop you right there.
All
right.
That's fair.
Okay.
Mm-hmm.
You do not want to start your relationship off into parenthood like this.
Why?
Yes, he does.
I'm a champion, though, Leroy.
Because his fiance needs to be a part of this.
Yeah.
And if she's not, you may be into, because that's a big thing for women.
The show comes first, though.
Yeah, I mean, come on.
And if you're going to start popping bottles on air without having her, let her have her moment. That's going to be a problem.
I'm just be the only gender reveal. I'm sure he's going to have one also.
Wait
with
a
her.
Minute. Yeah. You can't do two. Once everybody knows, JP.
Sometimes you got to do private gender reveals, you know? I did a gender reveal for Just Dan Day. Me and him. It was
what?
Good. I just popped a little confetti thing. He swept it up. You'll never know. He keeps secrets. It's really
he
good.
Really does.
You think Tom Brady has to ask?
I didn't know that was a damn gender reveal.
Nah, he didn't know anything that was going on. Dan Day was still drunk from Thanksgiving.
As soon as you pop bottles, he's thinking, ooh, a reason to drink.
Yeah, well, I think that's a good point. You know, I don't want to disrespect. I don't want a sty in my eye. I heard that's a thing that happens. If you upset pregnant women, you get a sty in your eye. Did you guys hear about that?
I'm pretty sure that's just her stabbing you in the eye.
All right. Well, that's fair. She did say it while pointing at me aggressively.
Marcos?
Yeah.
Lesson number one.
Mm-hmm.
Pregnancy is not the time to be playing.
Nah, man.
No jokey jokes.
Okay.
She gets violent. She does get violent. So.
Hey. Or you're going to have to learn how to sleep like this.
That's probably why you get a sty in your eye.
That is
why.
She said, how come your right eye don't close?
Keeping an eye, man.
Well, congratulations, man.
Thank you so
very
much.
Happy.
I appreciate it. Happy.
Thank you. Maybe you could bring your baby to the Odyssey Beach Fest.
Yeah.
Music is coming to the beach. The Odyssey Beach Fest will return to Fort Lauderdale Beach this weekend. We got Jack White, Muse, Jimmy Eat World.
The main.
The who?
The main.
The main?
The who's going to be
the
there?
Kenny Main?
Keith Weather?
Kenny Mayne might be there. Doesn't he have a he has an Odyssey podcast?
He does. He's been advertising it a lot.
Yeah, maybe. I think Lebatar was on the recent episode.
Oh, was he? Oh.
I know, because they infiltrated the Porpoise Pod podcast feed. I'm like, what is this?
Did they? Oh, I did see that. Don't you hate when that happens? Like,
I don't like it very much.
I'm looking for the porp, and I see
some
other
stuff. Seem to hack the podcast feed a lot with bonus content. I'm like,
a lot of bonus content over here.
Is a bonus count towards the download numbers? Mm-hmm. Apparently not. Mm-hmm. Anyway. Go get tickets now. OdysseyBeachFestival.com. Don't miss out because the beach, much like Marcos, is filling up.
Jeez, dude.
Quickly!
T-Mobile has invested billions to light up America's largest 5G network from big cities to small towns, including right here in yours. And great coverage is just the beginning. Right now, families and small businesses can save up to 20% versus AT&T and Verizon when they switch. Visit your local T-Mobile store today.
Plan savings with 3 lines of T-Mobile Essentials versus comparable available plans. Plan features and taxes and fees may vary.
After the end of a good fight, you deserve an ice-cold reward. Medella, the mark of a fighter. You've earned this rich golden lager with a crisp, refreshing taste. Because you know, the bigger the fight, the better the reward. You put in the hours, the energy, the tough labor. You are a fighter, and Medella is your reward. Medella, the mark of a fighter. Drink responsibly. Beer imported by Crown Imports, Chicago, Illinois.
It's time for MLB Pitch, Hit, and Run. The official youth skills competition of Major League Baseball. Host a local event and give kids in your community a chance to compete in the pitch, hit, and run finals at the 2024 MLB World Series. Sign up for free at pitchhitrun.com.
Yo, VIP. Let's kick it. And listen, Ice is back with my brand new invention. Something grabs a hold of me tightly, flow like a harpoon daily and nightly.
Will it ever stop?
Yo, I don't know.
We finally did it, J-Fig.
Thank God.
Finally got rid of him. All right, Tobin's coming back clearly, but what are the odds Leroy is currently grabbing some of the leftovers
the
he was just talking about? Making a ham sandwich of some sort.
It is definitely possible. Oh.
Shh, be cool. Everyone, be cool.
It's
they're back.
Pocket.
They're back. Leroy? Tobin?
What's up?
I was just listening to Mike McDaniel's speech.
Oh.
It's goosies.
Yeah.
It's good.
Don't take much.
What are you talking about? For me or for
by
him?
By the way.
What's up?
Can I just say, I took my lovely daughter to go see Black Panther.
Gotcha.
The movie hadn't even started yet, and they did like this thing with Chadwick Boseman.
No.
I was like, oh no. It didn't even play the music. They just went silent.
Wow.
Right? So for like the first 3 or 4 minutes, you know how they play the little Marvel music for every Marvel movie? Dun 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 dun. Nothing. It was just quiet, just showing stuff. I was like, damn.
Before you sent that message, I was watching Endgame.
Right.
I was just watching it for fun because I had already seen it. And every time he came up on screen, it was just so heart-wrenching.
Right.
Because
you know,
they said he watched the movie. And...
When because one of the cool things about what he did, why everybody loved him, he did another movie after that. Right. I forgot the name of the movie. But his co-star was a female, and they weren't paying her enough. So he paid with some of his money.
So wait, he actually did the Liam Neeson, like where Liam Neeson was like, no, he did that.
He did it.
Wow.
Right.
Because there's that famous Liam Neeson where he's
are you going to give them some of your money?
He said, no, pay cut. No.
He actually did it.
Wow, that's pretty cool.
So like, he was beloved by everybody. He said he was a stand-up dude. So, like, and then at the end, dude, you know how after the credits, when you go, oh, let's see what the new villain is. Because, you know, when Avengers first came out, they would just show random pictures of Thanos. And only the real Marvel heads knew who Thanos was, right? This one, dude, I got triple goosies.
Wow. You got Kennedy Golovkin? Triple G?
Can I just tell
goosies
that
portion? Goosies galore.
It's after the movie, though.
I don't care. I haven't seen this
one. It's post-credits.
It doesn't matter.
Post-credits, a lot of people didn't even stay.
No, I don't want to.
What? That's revealing information on the universe.
Who doesn't stay after a Marvel movie?
You got to know they're going to have something good.
But it has nothing to do with anything.
I don't trust you, dude. Personally, I don't trust you.
Let me just say.
No! You're going to make people mad. It's only been out for like, what, 2 weeks?
No, since, what was it? November 11th.
It's too soon.
That's not too soon.
It's too soon.
Dude, if you haven't seen it within the first 2 or 3 weeks, you ain't in
Marvel
like that.
Do it, dude.
Dude.
Don't do it.
It was so
life's busy, holidays. People don't have time.
I had to punch myself in the nuts to like to keep my composure.
Don't
reveal
it.
Rebecca said, Daddy, what are you doing over there? Say, I'm manning up. That's what I'm doing.
You go, boy.
Speaking of. See? Dade South. Look at Dade South.
Yeah, Dade South is, it's tough to get to him.
Hey, it was no joke.
Usually there for the jokey jokes. If you're getting him to tear up, it must have been something.
Hey, when he said, tell him who you
don't
are.
Don't reveal it. Don't do it.
Woo. Dude, I was
it
like,
has everything to do with a Marvel
minus
future
one
plan.
Yeah,
so
know what? We should have added that to the list. Minus one for spoiling things.
We should have.
Minus one.
Really? Wait. So what's the amount?
I think
of
this
time?
Is a minus one for deception because he's trying to work around it.
It's true.
For deception.
I'm not. No, it's not deception unless you actually do it.
For lashing out.
You can't give me preemptive deception ones.
You're thinking about
for
it.
For sass.
Yeah, right.
For sure. Crazy. Wait a minute.
For sass.
What are we doing?
I'm going to watch
See,
it
you
tonight.
Just make me want to spoil it even more.
Why?
I had an awesome weekend.
Speaking of...
You got to wait until it's streaming.
Yeah, I think that's fair.
That's a year!
They'll come out quick. Come on, dude. You know how it works. Here's, though, another spoil. Did you see what the Washington Commanders... did yesterday.
Oh my God.
So it was the 15-year anniversary of Sean Taylor's death. And they say that they're going to reveal a memorial for him.
Didn't they say statue?
There's mixed reviews. I've seen memorial. I've seen statue.
Originally, it was supposed to be a statue.
I thought it was supposed to be a statue.
But I think, let's think about this. Maybe the people that wrote the story assumed it was going to be a statue, but the Commanders never said statue. They always said memorial.
Well, this is what. Do you have the pictures, JFig? For our Twitch audience, if you guys want to see it, I'm sure a lot of you have. A lot of Hurricanes fans are pissed, obviously. But they revealed a Sean Taylor memorial, which essentially
without
just,
Sean. Hold on.
It essentially
looks
like a mannequin.
Hold on. So they made a Sean Taylor memorial without Sean Taylor.
Right. It's just his gear.
Huh. I don't know. I'm trying to figure out how, because this is unique. It is. It is very unique.
It's a very
I'll
unique
give him
situation.
That.
I get that. I mean, like.
But to have, so the number is retired.
I don't think it's officially retired. I think they have an issue. They just don't issue it.
Okay. So
they're
however,
one of the, like a lot of football teams don't retire jerseys.
Right. So however, nobody's wearing it, but it's not retired. And then people can come into a stadium and see that.
Right.
Right. I'm like, I would like a memorial so people know what the hell Sean Taylor looked like.
Me too.
But
although he did wear the, he,
this is a unique thing that's never, nobody's ever done it like this. So maybe it's, you know what I mean?
Although Sean Taylor did
I'm
wear that.
I'm torn a little bit.
He did wear that cool ass visor.
Yeah.
That
was really cool, awesome, man.
He also knocked somebody out during the Pro Bowl.
Yeah. Why not a statue? Like, why not just a statue? What is this?
I don't know.
Strange. Dude.
But I would like, I wish they would have did something like that, maybe did it with a clay, like the claymation that the
kind of like looks like kind of looks like he's gonna be
in California.
Kind of looks like he's gonna be a hologram.
Yeah,
I feel like I'm at Dick's Sporting Goods. What's gonna go on? Like I don't know.
Available at the team store. Sean Taylor.
Here's the thing. You know what? Like it's that franchise. So why do they get the benefit of the doubt? You know, like they're always. I just feel like they got too cute. You know, like just. I don't know. And, like, you know, I see that some of the reporters are like, well, the family was happy about it. I'm like, I heard the interviews. They didn't seem that pumped. They didn't seem that pumped about it. I know, like, his daughter said that it was cool because they had the soccer cleats and, you know, like, that was an ode to him. Like, it's his gear, so that's cool. But what's with the wiring of the body? Like, I don't.
That's my thing. Like, I can barely see the arms.
Well, that's what you got to do to hold up the.
I understand,
uniform,
but
form you clowns.
Why not just a statue?
Why not
just a statue?
I don't know. That's what I'm saying. I don't know. Like
you're gonna sell the team for
now. Can I say this? Does a memorial? Is this acceptable for a memorial?
I don't think
because
so.
Because if they said he was gonna do a statue and they did this. As a statue, then no. But if they set a memorial and then they did this, is it acceptable?
Look, dude, you're going to sell that team for $6 billion. This feels like a cheapskate way out. I got to be honest with you.
It's not the best person or best thing to happen to the Washington franchise in 20 years. I don't know anything else about them. I think Santana Moss played for them for a little bit. So did Clinton Portis.
Portis was there yesterday for this.
That's nice. That's good, man. But geez, you can't get a statue.
I know a lot of his former teammates are pissed, and a lot of Canes fans are pissed.
Yeah.
But you have a franchise that they don't seem to handle anything PR-wise well.
I'm trying not to totally say it was a miss.
I don't think it's a hit.
But it's unique, right? So when they say they're doing a Sean Taylor memorial and they do something that hasn't really been done, isn't that honoring him?
Somebody says,
you see what I'm saying?
Somebody says, I heard statue too. Dan Snyder is a bum. Feels like his ghost.
But did he say statue or did the reporter say statue when they said memorial?
I'd rather assume
that a memorial was a statue.
Texter writes in and says, I'd rather them do a mural with Sean than some cheap ass mannequin. That's the other thing, too. It looks like a team store display.
I'm telling you, I look like I'm at a Dick's Sporting Good and they just like, hey, we got a new batch of jerseys. Check them out. A mural would have been better.
Like that tank thing is kind of cool. But I don't know. I kind of feel like they need to like make it like a Sean Taylor hologram or something like that. Like,
yeah. But that if you do the hologram, you can't do the jersey.
Why not?
Because you can't put lot.
Dude, Tupac came back and did a concert. Like, I mean, they could do it if they wanted to.
Did a whole concert. Hold we just on. Need a guy to stand still.
Hold on. Do you realize that if you do what you're talking about, then you can't actually put a jersey with pants. It'll just be a little, you know what I mean? Which you would be more offended by that if they just played a video.
Well, that's you see what I'm saying? Like that's you know, I mean, look, they've done honoring Sean Taylor before. I just feel like if you're gonna do it. Like, don't why are we getting cute with the ideas? You know what
you
it,
don't
like,
think. I think look, I think if you're walking around that stadium, and you see that, that's pretty cool. Because nobody else has that. So if you honor somebody by doing something that is unique to him, aren't you in fact honoring him?
I don't think I like it.
You may not like it, but you didn't answer my question.
You know,
actually, regardless of whether you like what they did, Sean Taylor has a memorial or whatever you want to call it, unlike anything else in the National Football League.
Treasy Cobain says, I'm from D.C. All Commanders fans I know are pissed.
Okay. All right.
It's like Art Basel or Met Gala. They have these super unique dresses. Doesn't mean they're good. Sure, they're unique.
I know that, but if the point was to honor Sean Taylor.
Here's what I feel like. I feel like you're saying you're honoring his life, but he's not worthy of a statue.
I'm not saying you.
I'm saying that's what
you're talking about the Commanders.
That's what I feel like the Commanders are saying. Like, you could, but you're not statue good. Do they have anybody with statues? Does Theismann have a statue?
Why?
No.
Because he broke his leg?
Doesn't Doug Williams have one?
I don't know.
You mean Doug Williams is statue worthy and Sean Taylor isn't?
I mean,
he did throw five touchdowns in a quarter.
Which
in the Super Bowl
Commanders?
Wow, it's impressive. Actually,
have statues. Oh, I'm getting like actual Commanders of War. That's probably I should have put Washington Commanders.
Google.
Well, Doug Williams a baller. Jeez.
Yeah, I do see like articles that say Commanders to unveil Sean Taylor's statue.
Okay.
That says the Commanders. Mm-hmm. Let's see.
They probably say how much for that brass? How much for metal?
How much for just
how much just for a frame?
How much just for a frame?
You guys got old hangers. They put old hangers.
Yeah,
together.
Like that's what I used to open my car door. But I think like I'm because everybody in the NFL will know about this, right? And isn't that mission accomplished? Right? Whether you like what they did or not, the point is...
Here was their press release. This is what they said. They said, the Commanders are going to honor Sean Taylor on the 15th anniversary of his passing during the team's Week 12 matchup against the Falcons in honor of his life and legacy that will forever shape the franchise. Key activations will include the reveal of the Sean Taylor Memorial Installation, launch of limited edition Sean Taylor Legacy Project merchandise line, and special 21 helmet decals worn by the Commanders. Headline of the day, the team will reveal the Sean Taylor Memorial Installation pregame at 11:45 on the main concourse.
So they never said statue.
People just assumed.
That's the first thing I said.
But it should have been a statue.
No. They never said statue.
But you know what that strikes me as? What? But hear me out. It strikes me as like when Aaron Rodgers gives me immunized. It's like, oh, okay, so he's vaccinated. Nah. Never said it.
They never said, dude, you when you say statue, you mean statue.
But when you say memorial, I think people imply that they think it's gonna be
no,
a statue.
That's their fault.
No, it's the Commander's fault.
Okay, let me ask you a question. Will you remember this more than a statue?
For the wrong reasons.
It's unique.
But instead of him being...
If anybody does it after this, it's always going to be referred to as Sean Taylor.
Dude, no one's going to pull it. No one's going to do this move. The mannequin? The memorial mannequin? No one's pulling this.
They said they were going to memorialize Sean Taylor.
Here's what's going to happen.
I can't believe I'm defending the Commanders.
I can't believe you are either. It's weird. I feel like...
I'm just saying, this whole came about because somebody said statue and the Commanders never did.
Dude, let me tell you something right now. If, like, God forbid, something happened and the Dolphins had to have, like, a player, they were to do something, like, first thing on the table, we ain't doing what Washington did. That's the first thing that's happening in that meeting.
I just think, whether you like it or not, it's unique to him. And what they did is going to be unique to him, so that memorializes him in itself. Is that if he's the only one to have one of these, you're always going to know it's Sean Taylor. Hence the memorialization of it, right? Like, whether you like it or not.
I don't like
this. This is going to be synonymous with Sean Taylor. And guess what? That's what they were trying to do.
I think Sean Taylor's probably looking down from heaven saying, cheap bastards.
I think so.
You think?
Yes. Yeah, I do. I do think so.
But do you don't think that the uniqueness of what they did is going to...
Uniqueness? At Art Basel, a banana sold for $500,000. Uniqueness can kick rocks. Sometimes just do what's awesome. It's statues work.
I wonder where that banana
Ghost
is.
Mannequin does not.
So let me ask you. I think Doug Williams has a statue outside of the stadium, doesn't he?
I'll try and find out. We're way over. I'll look up which Washington Commanders.
Well, we wouldn't
have
been way over if you would have stopped saying statue.
I didn't say statue. That wasn't,
you did. I told you. Maybe you didn't say statue.
It's very weaselly by them. Take a break. Back after this.
Spring is a time of renewal, so why not refresh your home with a little help from Blinds.com? We make getting custom window treatments a minor project with major impact. Choose from premium blinds, shades, and shutters. We even have options for your patio, too. Blinds.com invented a better way to shop for custom window treatments. There's no pushy salespeople in your home or inflated showroom prices. Our design experts can help you find the perfect window treatments on your schedule. We'll even send free samples directly to you. Plus, we can handle the measuring and installation for you. Unlimited window treatments installed for just one low cost. And with Blinds.com, you'll always get transparent pricing. No hidden fees. Our free shipping and 100% satisfaction guarantee can put the spring back into your step. And into your home, too. Shop Blinds.com right now and save up to 40%. Up to 40% off for a limited time at Blinds.com. Blinds.com. Rules and restrictions may apply.
Oh, oh. Protect your vehicle's engine with a full synthetic oil change and save with Mobil 1 at O'Reilly Auto Parts. Purchase 5 quarts of Mobil 1 full synthetic motor oil and receive a $10 O'Reilly gift card after rebate. See store for details. With your Mobil 1 purchase, you'll also receive 2x points during Old Rewards Bonus Points Month at O'Reilly Auto Parts.
Oh, 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 O'Reilly Auto Parts.
We really need new phones.
T-Mobile will cover the cost of 4 amazing new iPhone 15s, and each line is only $25 a month.
New iPhone 15s? It's better
over here. Only at T-Mobile, get 4 iPhone 15s on us and 4 lines for $25 per line per month with eligible trade-in when you switch.
Minimum of 4 lines for $25 per line per month with auto pay discount using debit or bank account. $5 more per line without auto pay, plus taxes and fees. Phone fee at 24 monthly bill credits for well qualified customers. Contact us before canceling account to continue bill credits or credit stop and balance on required finance agreement due. $35 per line connection charge applies. See T-Mobile.com.